Selling out your clients is boring and ordinary. What are you there to do for your clients? No, seriously, take a moment to get really present to the why of your work. And let me help you guide your thought process here a little, because of course there are several, not just plausible, but outright factual, whys. There are, for example, the obvious base ones that rhyme with, because I have bills to pay and I figured coaching would be a pleasant career. Get present to the highest of high-rung whys of what you do. This is the stuff that probably made it somewhere to the copy of your website. The proudest why you do what you do for your clients probably goes something like one or more of these. To have your clients' lives work. To have your clients be powerful. To have them be happy, fulfilled, self-expressed, with relationships that work. To experience love, joy, and abundance. To pursue and fulfill what matters to them. To win. A few rungs lower, these whys devolve into things more like to have your clients feel safe, secure, heard. To have them be comfortable. These are nice enough, to be sure, until they devolve further into to have your clients not be confronted, to not rock the boat, to get by, keep up, and maintain the status quo without getting upset. And these are just a scant distance from the purely self-serving. To have them like you, to have them keep working with you. Selling out your clients is what you're doing as you descend this ladder of whys. It's when you stop holding your clients as big as capable, stop relating to them as able to forge and live a life that is powerful, and instead relate to them as delicate, needing zero confrontation and endless accommodation. Remember, coaching is for people who are already well and who are looking to expand beyond what they know is possible. Therapy, by definition, is for people who are unwell and therefore, arguably, rightly require such accommodation. So if you're doing coaching, and because you're listening to this, I assume that you are, you have implicit license to hold us as big and capable. Anything less is selling us out. And selling us out as your clients is boring and ordinary. It's boring, for it means we're just plodding along in a ho-hum existence, staying safe but living less powerfully than we could. It's ordinary, because my God, do a lot of coaches sell at their clients. Because they want to not rock the boat. Because they want to keep them on as clients. Which rungs of your why will you honor? Honoring the higher rungs can be scary. You might worry we'll be turned off. But here's the thing. You can make it way less scary by sharing those rungs with us and explaining what you're committed to and why. We'll understand.